Ezra, do you have the recorder? Oh, here it is. Right here, it just turned around. Okay. The Zechadishmas Avimor Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, the Zechadishmas Daniel Shein, Abbas Yerushua Falak. Okay, Rabbosai, we are now beginning packet Chaf Hei. According to Harav Ezra Hagler Shlita, where Ezra Shem this week and next week continuing, and then the week after we should start Chazara. That's my Kabbalah that I have from Rav Ezra Hagler. And then, those that are interested in the summer shiur, we're going to be continuing this, Kiddush and Sudash, the same continuation, things that we didn't get to yet. So those that are here in the summer that want to continue, and then there'll be the Hilchas Aveila shiur, and you'll get all the dates and all the times and all the things. Hilchas Aveila. When we finish Hilchas Nida, we do Hilchas Aveila. As a speaker share, yeah. If anyone wants to attend that, whatever, but... Okay.
So... Just the thing we're doing now with Kiddush.
No, Kiddush is not the smicha. You're allowed to learn it, even if it's not in the smicha. Okay. Okay, so we were talking about the Zman for Kiddush, right? We said that on Shavuos, you have to, it's Etzem HaYom Hazeh, we're doing the Netziv. Ooh, wah, hey, look at the Netziv. But now, I want to do with you a Rabbi Akiva Eger. Whew, Chosha Rabbi Akiva Eger. So this is the, let me tell you Shaila. Then you tell me what you think. How to paskin the shaila. Okay? You ready for the shaila? This is the shaila. Say, what's on look? If somebody comes to my house in the middle of the meal, say Friday night, and he doesn't want to make kiddush, he doesn't know how to make kiddush, so I can make another kiddush. I already made kiddush. We're in the middle of the meal. Right? Chanav Teller has a famous story that... people from the Kotel will come to him, like sometimes late. They're people at the Kotel who find people who need meals and they send them to different families. So they sent him somebody from the Kotel, and he made kiddush for them because that's a din. Afal pisha yatsa motzi. Afal pisha yatsa motzi. But he told the story that one time they sent him, they didn't know this, they sent him a person who wasn't even Jewish. So then you don't say Afal Pisha Yatzamotzi. The coastal, everyone wants to be at the coastal, right? How's the coastal now with COVID? Where are they holding? They have the dividers and everything?
Wow, I thought they got rid of the dividers recently.
What? They got rid of the dividers?
Israel, they do 0-60. When they're afraid of when they're doing well, no one wears masks and there's no regulations. And when they're not doing well, they can't do anything.
I heard that they're getting rid of the mask mandate next week.
I heard in Gross they announced that they could.
You had a big Berachos Kehana, Rebbe.
What?
I think they had a big Berachos Kehana on Pesach. I saw it in the Yeshiva world.
Oh yeah. Okay, so that means that they're okay because Berachos Kehana and Eibacha. Lack of social distance, Yosef Mizeh.
I think I have a normal
level here. Yeah, okay. So, Afal Pi Sheyo Tomot.
First question, there's going to be Meiron this year.
Yeah, will they be Meiron? I don't know.
I heard it's going to be normal.
They will?
That's what I heard.
Meiron, and then what about Uman? Rosh Hashanah?
Uman.
Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Okay, all these things to figure out. Okay, Baruch Hashem, should all be well. So the story is like this. What if a person wants to make kiddush for somebody, but he's not mekabel shachar? In other words, say for example, somebody else is making early Shabbos, but he's not. Okay? Like now. You know, people are already starting to make early Shabbos, right? My wife and I, we have an agreement. We don't only do it after Shavuos. We don't do the early Shabbos thing. It was up to me. I would do late Shabbos the whole year. But okay, you know, what can I tell you? For the kids, you know, they're already falling asleep if you do a
late Shabbos.
Yeah, it's man.
Isn't there something about Tosefta Shabbos which is not good?
Yeah, Tosefta Shabbos, yeah, but this is, people aren't doing this with the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. They're doing it for convenience.
So you can do for Tosefta
Shabbos
either way?
Yeah, but it's not, I don't know. I can do Tosefta Shabbos on a Kabbal Shabbos early, 5 minutes early, I do, you know.
Okay, it's going to be like the exact time.
Yeah.
Does that take away from the mitzvah
to Tosefta Shabbos,
the fact that you're not doing it for convenience?
I don't know. Avin is asking, do you lose out to Tosefta Shabbos? Because, you know, the thing was Moses, so I don't know if you lose out, but. Yeah. So normally, you can make Kiddush for somebody even though you don't need it for yourself. So what if you're not being mekabel Shabbos, but someone needs you to make kiddush for them? They went to the early minyan, and you're still doing malacha. Could you make kiddush for them? Is that called also alpi sheyotzim? Yotzim doesn't mean that you have to. In other words, say you're both making late Shabbos, and. But you're not making it till, say you're not making it till even later, and they're making it, you know. So Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi doesn't mean that you have to be yotza. I mean, as long as you're not doing it for yourself now, you're doing it solely for others, either because you were yotza already, or because even if you weren't yotza yet, but you're going to be yotza later, but not now. So that's Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi. But what if you're not even being mekabel Shabbos now? Is there would there be a reason to say that you can't make kiddush for somebody if you're not mekabel Shabbos, or those either you are mekabel Shabbos, or you know in the past where you're being mekabel now? But what if you're not being mekabel Shabbos now at all? Could you make kiddush for somebody based on the principle of afal pi sheyotzeh motzi? What would you say? No? So should this be any different than just any time that you're not making the kiddush for yourself, you're only making it for others? Or is there a reason to be mechalik? What do you say? Somebody, help me.
I cheated, I looked ahead.
No, but so that's the point I'm making. Afal pi sheyotzeh motzi doesn't mean that yotz are ready. Say, for example, I'm walking home, it's already dark, right? And I'm walking home, and on my way home, someone needs me to make kiddush for them, right? So I wasn't yotze kiddush yet, so let's assume tefillah is no good. So I'm not making for myself because I'm not eating there with them. I'm going to go, could I make kiddush on the way home for someone else? I wasn't, there was the word of afal pi sheyotzeh, that doesn't, it's not dafka yotze, that's the normal case, that you were yotze already. And, but all it means, afal pi sheyotzeh motzi means that even though I don't need it for myself, I don't need the kiddush for myself, I can still make it for others. Whether I was yotzi already, or I'm not being yotzi for myself now because I'm going to make the kiddush later because I'm not home yet. I'm walking home. And someone caught me on my way home. Hey, can you come into to our house for a second? We don't know, you know, my husband is not there. I don't want to make kiddush. I feel uncomfortable making kiddush. Can you make kiddush for me, for the family? Yeah. So, Yehuda, you want to say something?
I looked ahead. I saw there's a shiloh because it's not.
So let's look on page 3 in the Rabbi Kiva Eiger. It says in the Halakha Rabbi Kiva Eiger, because of a Magen Mishnah, half of Mishnah Belagon Kiddush or Hivdil. So this is, yeah, you want to look at the Magen of Rab first on page 2. Because of a Magen Mishnah, half of Mishnah Belagon Kiddush or Hivdil. So that's Tzasmin HaGaonim. Because even though he made Kiddush Mibod Yom or he made Havdalah Mibod Yom, he can still eat. Mutolo L'Erev Lechol B'Kiddush Zeh. So he still goes to the Kiddush. Ah, what about Kiddush Makom Suda? So he says to look at Reishayin Gimel Hay. What does it say, Reishayin Gimel Hay? You have a. Yes. Yeah, give me a Shulchan Aruch. Well, Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. Because the Magen Avraham quotes the Magen Mishnah that says that even though you made Kiddush Mibod Yom, you could eat based on this kiddush, or you can do havdalah. You can do malacha later based on this havdalah. So the machtis of Shekel says, but what about kiddush machm suda? If you're not having the suda right away, then how could you eat based on this? So he says to look in Simon Reishai and Gimel Sif Hei. So he's going to bring it in a second. I'll read it to you. And then there's going to be a Rabbi Kiva Eiger that's going to be Mosif something on this topic. Okay. So is he coming?
Just to clarify, the Magen Mishnah is the same as the name of the Rambam?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Reisha and Gimel. Hey. Yeah, because of Gaonim, he's quoting the Gaonim. So it means the Pshat is, what the Matzis of Shekel says is, means that you're going to eat some cake right away, but you'll have the meal later. So that's okay, because you eat Kiddush Makom Suda Yotzei, and you Yotzei the meal you'll eat later. And that's going to be, it won't be a problem, Kiddush Makom Suda, because he had some cake right afterwards. And this is following the Magen Avraham L'Shitaso, that holds that the din of the Gaonim is not only in the daytime, it's even at night, right? We had that discussion. So comes Rabbi Kiva Eiger on page 3. He says, Mr. Pakna, im acher shelo kibel alav Shabbos, yochol hotzi l'kadosh nisha kibel alav Shabbos. Because he wants to say that maybe if you weren't makabel Shabbos, then you can't make kiddush for somebody who was makabel Shabbos. Because for you, you're not holding by Shabbos. You're not holding by Shabbos. So maybe the whole idea that I can make Kiddush for someone else is either I already made Kiddush for myself and now somebody comes in later, or I you know, upholding my Kiddush. No, it's night time, so it's Shabbos already. And but maybe if I wasn't the Kabbal Shah for me, it's, I'm still in the Chol, maybe a Mufka from Shabbos right now. So maybe it's not shy to speak about making Kiddush now. Even though you hold Afa Pisha Yotzamotzi, but maybe Afa Pisha Yotzamotzi means at least you have to be somewhere in the Parsha, so to speak. You might not need it for yourself, but at least you're holding by Shabbos. Here, this guy's not holding by Shabbos. He's still going to do Malacha for another hour. But his next door neighbor knocked on his door, can you make Kiddush for us? They don't know how to make Kiddush, or they don't want it, whatever. The husband went away on a business trip. The wife is asking, she made an early Shabbos with her family and little kids, and the husband is away, and she knocks on the neighbor's door, can you come and make Kiddush for our family? But he's still holding by Malacha. So he says, Simi, I'll call you back in the middle of Shir. I'll call you back. Hello? Imacha Shalokibel of Shabbat Yochel Hotzi Kadit Lemisha Kibel Yeshloma Dunze Shalokibel the Huchol Esel Havik Eru Bukhuya Bedover. Kehid Yushalmi, Uva Betoises, Nav Yudal, Ben Ir Eru Yochel Hotzi Ben Krach, Nav Eru Bukhuya Bedover. So he says, is it like the case that it's Tezvav Adar? Could you get a Bal Koreh who lives in Tel Aviv to read the Megillah for the Yerushalmi people on Tezvav? So the Yerushalmi seems to say he can't because he's not Mechuyev in this. So he's not Be'etzim in the... You follow? So maybe just like a Tel Aviv guy can't make Kiddush for a Tel Aviv guy can't make Kiddush for what? For the Yerushalayim people on Tezvav, because he's not Mechuyev in this Purim. He's only Mechuyev in the Yudaladika Purim. So too, maybe this person is not Mechuyev at Kiddush now, because for him it's weekday still. What did we say? No. On the Hacha Adiv, the Biyado Lahavi Atzmal Dechiv, the Kabbalah of Shabbos. See, over there, he can't be a Yerushalmi person overnight. You know, he'll move there, whatever. But here, you can be Makabal Shabbos on the spot. So even though you weren't Makabal Shabbos yet, but since you can be Makabal Shabbos, and then you'll be Mechuyev. So then you can sit in the Parsha. And then you can say, because you have to be at least in the Parsha. But if you're not in the Parsha, not. So he said, the fact that you Mekabel Shabbos, that you have the... So first he says, well, we know that a Tel Aviv guy, if he's a Bal Koreh, he lives in Tel Aviv, so he does the Purim of Yudalid, so he can't be Motzi, a Yerushalmi guy who does the Purim of Tezvav. So too over here, he's not holding by Shabbos yet, so maybe he can't, even though you hold Avot Pishu Yatzamotzi, but he can't be, he's not in the Parsha B'chlal. Because you could say that you have a Chiv Arvus, so your Chiv Arvus is to make sure every Jew does his mitzvah. So just because I'm Chayiv in the Purim of Yudalit, why can't I be the Bal Koreh for the Yerushalayim people? I'll go to Yerushalayim, even though I was Yotzei my, and I say I went to Yerushalayim past Halos HaShachar, so I'm definitely not Chayev in the Purim of Tezvav. But I'm still Mechuyev to see that the people in Yerushalayim are doing their obligation, so there still should be a din of Arvus, so why can't I be the Bal Koreh for them if I live in Tel Aviv? The answer must be, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that since I'm not Mechuyev in this particular, it's a different mitzvah, the Purim of Tezvav.
That's Rabbi Kiva Eger by Noshim, right? Remember Rabbi Kiva Eger by Noshim. If women aren't chayiv in that particular mitzvah, so they don't have arvus in that particular mitzvah. So since I'm not mechuyev in the Purim of Tezvav, so I can't be. You don't say arvus then. You don't say arvus then. What do we say? No, by Purim of Tezvav, I'm not mechuyev. I'll only be mechuyev if eventually I move there. But if I'm not moving there, I can't move there right now. I can't just move there. But Shabbos, if I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, so I'm not Mechuyev yet in Kiddush. I'm not in the Parsha of Kiddush yet. Even though I wasn't, you know, I'm not in the whole Parsha of Kiddush. But in a second, I could just be Mekabel Shabbos. I could say I'm Mekabel Shabbos now, right? And then I will be, so then that's maybe good enough to be able to make Kiddush, because it's biyada. I say it's biyada to move to Yerushalayim. Yeah, but you have to do it. And since you didn't do it yet, it's not biyada to do it in a second. It's biyada to Mekabel Shabbos in a second. It's not biyada to move to Yerushalayim in a second. What do you think of that? So that's the suffering of Rabbi Kivega. So what do you know that to think? Which way? Do you like the which side of the Rabbi Kivega do you think is more bestabber? No? What do you say, Rabbi?
Why should Biyado make a difference?
Because we have this concept that like, since it's biyado, it's like you're there already. You know, if you're mechusar maisa, then you're not there yet. So here, you're not mechusar maisa. You can do it. Or maybe give him a machshava, you can do it. So something that is so biyado, it's as if it's you did it already. Because, you know, so. So it could be that you could just be Mekabel Shabbos in a second. What do you say? I think it's I like that svara more. That he could make Kiddush for him, even though he's not being Mekabel Shabbos. Because it's biyado, and our Yerushalmi says he can, but Yerushalmi is talking about something that's not so easy. You know, it's not. It's biyado ultimately to do it, but not like in a second.
Rabbi, does he have to make it tonight, like by Lotus Paris?
Make it tonight, or what?
And he's not being a couple of showers.
Or does he have to make a t'nai?
Not a t'nai, I'm a dog, but I mean, like a lady who lights candles and
yeah,
she wants.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Maybe it's a good zahirus to do. Make a t'nai that he's not Mekabo. But it's clear that he's not Mekabo. We should take a look at the Imre Bina. Maybe one second. Before the Imre Bina. Oh, I want you to look at one of the greatest svarim. If you haven't never used it before, you know, we quote the Kozhik Lover a lot this year, right? For the Eretz Tzvi. But did you ever learn the Sefer Siach HaSada? Someone told me, a cousin of mine told me about somebody, I think in Brooklyn, who was opening, somehow related to the Kozhik Lover, they were opening up a shul in Brooklyn someplace. And I think maybe the Blushima Rebbe or somebody told him to name the shul Siach HaSada, after this Sefer.
Because this is a sefer on brachas. A brachas and tefillah. Because they named the sefer, the shul.
Why did they name the sefer Sadeh?
Because it's a shul, and the Sikha Sada is about brachas and tefillah. It's Sikha or tefillah. It's murdered, though, so they named the shul Sikha Sada.
It's nice.
The Kashgar. Sikha Sada. So take a look. The Kashgar was Kulo Kodesh, I told you. I always tell my Talmidim, if you want to get Yira Shemayim, you should look in the picture of the Kosh Glover. It's on 5A in the library. You got to have the elevator. The picture's right there. Yeah, the picture's right there. That's why they have to let people in for COVID. They didn't let people in the library, but people should say they want to look at the picture. Right.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there a similar discussion by benching if you didn't eat a shear and you could have ate a shear?
Oh, okay, we'll see. Yeah. But look at this. Look at the Kashgar, page 12. You want to see this? Take a look. Look at the Shaila. The Asian stomach and Michal Mahotzi Mabirkas Asher Yotzer, Mishal Oso Tzrochov. In other words, say a person, he used the bathroom, so he has to make Asher Yotzer, but he doesn't know how. This, can you make the Asher Yotzer? Because of Asma Pisha Yotza Motzi, you didn't use the bathroom now. But me did Arvis. Oh! What do you think of that, Shaila?
Who told them to use the bathroom?
I mean, it's not a chiv, but it's once you did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a brikas hanan. Okay.
It's like a brikas hanan. It's not a brikas hamitzvah. You say.
So it's brikas hashvach. Is it like the brikas hashachar before the?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like brikas hashachar.
So brikas hashvach. So brikas hashvach is not brikas hamitzvah.
Yeah, but I mean, you could be mostly people with Birkas HaShachar in the morning. You could be mostly them in that, that's for sure. Maybe not if you already said them.
Okay. Yeah, could you be mostly with Birkas HaShachar? If you said Birkas, this happens all the time. I remember when it was my father's yahrzeit. So, normally in the morning at home, I make all the brachas before I go to shul. Even Birkas HaShachar. But when I was davening for the Omud, during Yud Beis Chodesh, so every morning I had to remind myself not to make the Birkas HaShachar because I was davening for the Omud. But and then the month before the Yahrzeit, when I stopped davening for the Omud, then I went back to my regular Hanhaga of saying all the brachas at home. So, but when it came the day of the Yahrzeit, I forgot, and I said all the brachas at home. So I had someone say the Birkas HaShachar instead of me, and then I took the Omud for the Yahrzeit, after that.
Rebbe, what about Chazar Sashas? People are Chazar Sashas. You're only supposed to say once, but do you say it for people who don't know how to say it in the end?
Yeah, because that's a special din that he made a takana of Chazar Sashas.
Yeah, but not by other brachos.
Right. The only that's a din. Well, Rav Soloveitchik has said, it's like. It's like a Korban Sibur. There's a Korban Yochid. He compared the silent Shemot Esrei to Korban Yochid and to the other Shemot Esrei to the Korban Sibur.
According to that, a Chazan could not be Motzi himself.
There was a big shaila that happened during the Yomim Noraim this year about they had a lot of different minyanim, but there weren't enough Chazanim. So the question is, can you have the same chazan do the Chazar Sashats at multiple minyanim? In other words, he already did Shachars. He davened Tzaron Shemot Esrei. He davened the Chazar Sashats. And now they're making another minyan. Another Shachars. Could he daven the Chazar Sashats Nachamol? Another time. We never heard of such a thing before.
Usually, you don't have a kind of chazan that's gonna. So
Rav Shechter. Right, you could have one by Ashkama, one by regular minyan.
Right. So could you do that? So Rav Shechter thought that you could, because it's for the tzibur. I discussed it also with Rav Getzel Berkowitz, the diet of Kiryas Yolo in Monroe. He also thought like that. That if you need to, you could, because it's for the tzibur. So you wouldn't repeat the Silent Shemoneh Esrei again, like I think Rav Shechter held and Rav Berkowitz held. But first, it sounded very strange to me. You know, to have the same, in other words, you can have the same chaz of shachris than Musaf, but this chaz is going to daven shachris more than one time. He's going to say more than one chazar shashats for different tzibors of people. So that came up this year. Rav Shechter thought you could. Then Rav Getzel Berkowitz also agreed with that. But that's a din of chazar shashats. Because that was a special takana that was made.
Does that mean that he would not be able to be Yotzi himself also through Chazar Sashas? Meaning if he skipped Shemon Esrei, Silent Shemon Esrei, and just did Chazar Sashas?
Okay, that's a different question. But let's get back to the conjugal over here. So what do you think of the Shaila? Somebody just came out of the bathroom and he meets the to make the bracha, and then he sees his friend. I don't know, he say he forgot how to say Asher Yotzi. He doesn't know it all, whatever. And he asked his friend to be, but the other friend didn't go to the bathroom now. He doesn't need to make it. So it's not, it's purely afal pi sheyotza motzi did kehalacha. So Rav Harari said to me just now that maybe no. Maybe, we know the din is you only say afal pi sheyotza motzi, but birkas ha-mitzvah. Now, I could make the brach on tefillin even though I'm not putting on tefillin. I'm a chabad shliach, so I'm putting on tefillin to people in the street. I already put on tefillin in the morning. So I'm not making it for myself. I'm not making it for myself. Right? But I can make the bracha tefillin even though you're putting on tefillin and not me. But I can't make a... But if you don't know how to make a bracha on ice cream, and I'm not eating ice cream now, so I can't make the bracha for you because Birkas Hanenin, you don't say it. So what about this type of... Because I'm not mechuyif to make sure that you eat ice cream. I'm ensuring that you...
I'm shocked already.
So therefore, it's... So it's a chiv.
There's no alternative.
It's a chiv to go to the bathroom, you say. But what about the making the bracha? It's a birkas hashemach, which is also a yibuchuif to make a birkas hashemach. It's not shot that it's a rishus to make a birkas hashemach, Rav Harari. There's a chiv to make a birkas hashemach, Rav Harari. So maybe even that you should say afa pisha yatsa motzi.
Yeah, I would.
Rameh, what do you say?
I would my first machshava would be to compare talamichya birkas hamazon.
Yeah. So that's a question you say by do you see Afal Pi Sheyotza? Yeah, so maybe. So let's see what he says. Yesh l'stape, ki michoilim lehotzi b'birkas asher yotza, mishlo osa tzrocho, vein tzarech levach batzu l'motzi chaveru, im domen l'birkas ha-pasa yayin, im yotza inu motzi, v'il b'birkas ha-mitzas. V'yen afkimine b'zeh l'ingin ha-osa tzrocho v'toch ha-tfilo, v'mokom sh'osu l'hafzi b'birkas asher yotza, He says he has an afkimina that somebody had to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening. Say in Birkas Krishma that he's not in a place where he can't make a shayotza. And then, after he finishes Shemon Esrei, it's a big hefsek. So maybe it's too late for him to say his own Ashayotza. So maybe he has to get someone else to be motzi him. Yochel Var Ashayotza, Ahashayotza, Zerzicha, Tzrochov. In Cain, in Neiman, Shav, Hotzi, Birkas Ashayotza, Eze Tovah, Mzal, Mutsiyo, Midei Kosofi, Shivar Hacher, after Enum Spalo Ata, Sein Birkas Ashayotza. In other words, maybe in the middle of davening, you could get someone to be motzi with Asher Yatzer. And you can be yotzi with Shomer Kona. Yeah. So what's the story? So do you say Af Pi Sheyatzer Motzi? So Rebbeinu, you were mechaving to the Kosher Glover. Look what it says here on page 13. Yinei, l'chora, hilsa, mitla tol, and pluktas, rashi, v'toises, v'vrachas, leading brichas ha-mozim. I'm reading by Afapi, sheyotza motzi, by brichas ha-mozim. Shitas rashi, demishal, ochal, klal, eini ochal, otzi, rapsha, ochal, kazayis, nodem. Rashi shita is that you have to have eaten. V'toises, cholki, m'chuyim, v'durabar, l'choshim, m'chuyim, brichas ha-mozim, medina, afapi, shal, ochal, Motzi. So it's a machlokes when you say Af Pi Sheyotzer Motzi b'Birkas HaMazon, because you didn't have to eat in the first place. But once you ate, now maybe there's a chiyuv. Now there's a chiyuv. So maybe you say Af Pi Sheyotzer Motzi. No, we say that when you didn't have to eat in the first place, so then you didn't have to say Birkas HaMazon, and therefore you don't say Af Pi Sheyotzer Motzi. What do you say? No. But l'maisa, you ate now. And now you're mechuyuv. So now it's a dirarvus. So that's a question. Tefillin, I have to put on tefillin. No strings attached. And ice cream, I don't have to eat. So the tefillin, you say Afal Pi Sheyotzer Motzi. The ice cream, you don't say Afal Pi Sheyotzer Motzi. But what if something that I didn't have to do, but now that I did it, now I have a chiyuv bracha? Do you say, so that's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos by Birkas HaMazon. So maybe the same thing over here. Maybe the same thing over here. Legabe Asher Yotzer. That you didn't have to, you don't have, you know, once you have to go to the bathroom, you know, so now, Tzarech Lachol Kazayis Dolma. These are the whole chaimelon, the whole chaisus, because it was the whole brick of the mitzvahs. Chol ha-chanam, kashay yotza, kevah shekvar asa tzrochim, and it's chayiv, choshuv, kim brocha chiyuvis. Tamri nafo vifi yotza motzi. So that's what he says, that it's considered like a choyva. Because even though it's not a choyva, it's not like tefillin, if you say you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom, so you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom, you wouldn't have to make the bracha. It's only because you had to go to the bathroom. You have to make the bracha. So the same thing by Birkas HaMazon. If you hold by Birkas HaMazon, you say Af Pi Sheyotzer Motzi, which he claims that's not what we do. We do hold that. He says, so then, so then Asher Yotzer also. So that's the Siach HaSada. Shar Bracha, Siman Gimel. But within the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I would be noita that since it's biyado, it should be okay. And what does Yoshoma Zalman Orbach say? Let's take a look at Yoshoma Zalman Orbach.
He's going to speak about the Sfeik of Rabbi Kivega. So the Mecha Shlomo, Simon Gimel. In the Iker on page 18. In the Iker Sveikel Shal Akon Rabbi Kivega Tzarchi Yer, in Aktina Dein Ben Ir Motzi Ben Krach, Chene Ein Ben Krach Motzi Ben Ir. Havu Mi Shagam Ben Krach Yochel Os Lashanos Daito, Vahach Mi Shu Yishar Ben Ir. Chene Ben Ir, Afan Mi Shu Yosu Mi Dechu Mikol Mosho Shu Ben Krach Ar Yochel Vahach Mi Lakir Sdi Rasu. There's the question. I'm asking with you. I saw a claim with Shana Zedaita. It's much harder to just make a decision like that. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue with this. So it'll take a little time to discuss it. But tomorrow starts, we'll do Chumash already, and then we'll discuss this packet. Okay, so let me say hello to everybody. Yosef Katan, and Jacob Silberger, and Yehuda Bari, and Ikiva Poppers, and Ilan Sasson, and Daniel Albert, and Mayor Kesselman, and Jacob Silberger, and Ezra Hagler, and Avigdor Felder, and Yair Nola, and Nathan Bauer, and Ferrari, and Kenny Book, Avi Hoffman, Avisha Samoa, Benjamin Averman, Moshe Carroll, Here's the sitter, Shai Younger. Who else did I? Kenny Book, Rishai Samoa, the mayor, Rish Katan, Peter Papin, and Ferrari, Nathan Bauer, Rishai Samoa, we have the mayor, Kessim, Daniel Albert, Boshe Carroll, Jacob Silver, and Edger Hagler, Victor Felder, Yaron Noller. Okay, I think we got everybody. This Rabbi Hoffman, the screen keeps changing on me, so I have to be quick. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. And, okay, Be'ez Hashem, you should have a good day. All the best.